Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin ve salatu ve selamu ala khatamin nebiyyin amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi mineşşeytanirracim bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The importance of guarding the tongue. Attar supplication. O Allah Almighty, whoever reads or listens to this booklet, the importance of guarding the tongue, protect them from the sins committed through the tongue and from all other sins. Make them amongst your beloved servants and forgive them and their parents without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The virtue of sending salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, O people, indeed on the day of judgment, the person who will attain the quickest deliverance from its terrors and reckoning will be the one who sent abundant salat upon me during his worldly life. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Complaining to Allah Almighty about the tongue's sharpness. The second caliph of the Muslims, Sayyiduna Umar Faruqi Azam radiyallahu anhu, saw the first caliph of the Muslims, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, holding his blessed tongue and pulling it. He asked, O deputy of the messenger, what are you doing? He radiyallahu anhu replied, This has led me to places of destruction, i.e. ruin. And the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, There is no limb in the body that does not complain to Allah Almighty about the sharpness of the tongue. Do not let us out through your tongue. Did you see? Even a forgiven companion such as Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu greatly feared the harms of the tongue. Indeed, there is ample admonition in this for us, because we often utter whatever comes into our minds. Imam Muhammad al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi writes, There are many words that say to the person who is about to utter them, Do not let us come out through your tongue. The tongue deserves to remain restrained. It is said in Arabic, مَا شَيْءٌ أَحَقَّ بِطُولِ السِّجْنِ مِلَ اللِّسَانِ There is nothing more deserving of prolonged imprisonment than the tongue. Guarding the tongue brings steadfastness in worship. One of seven worshippers submitted before Sayyiduna Yunus alayhi salam, the steadfastness that those people attain in worship who devote themselves completely to it is the result of thoroughly guarding their tongues. Then the worshipper submitted. In your view, nothing should be more beloved than guarding the tongue, because it is the means of keeping the heart free from all kinds of whisperings. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Punishing himself for a needless remark, incident. Sayyidina Malik bin Dayghim rahmatullahi alayhi narrates, My respected father told me that Sayyiduna Qaisi rahmatullahi alayhi came to our home after Asr and asked about my father. We replied, he is sleeping. He rahmatullahi alayhi said, Is he sleeping after Asr? At this time? Is this a time for sleeping? He then departed. We sent a man after him to say, Please come back. I will wake him up for you. That man returned after Maghrib. So we asked him, Did you convey the message to him? He replied, He was so occupied with himself that he paid no attention to what I said. I saw him entering the graveyard whilst reproaching himself and saying, A person may sleep whenever he wishes. Why did you say, What kind of time is this for sleeping? You should not have asked such a needless question. Now I make a covenant with Allah Almighty, and I will never break it, that I will not allow you to sleep for a full year. When I heard this, I left him and returned. Subhanallah. On the one hand, this was the practice of our pious predecessors. On the other, we look at our own condition. we can hardly find relief from unnecessary objections, pointless criticism, and needless questions. If only there were some ways for our tongues to be restrained. He could bear the fast of intense heat, but Sayyidina Yunus bin Ubayd rahmatullahi alayh, out of humility, said, "My nafs can endure the hardship of fasting in the intense heat of Basra, but it does not possess the strength to refrain from even a single word of futile speech. The tongue deserves even greater protection. O lovers of the Prophet, indeed, failing to protect one's private parts from sins is also a grave sin, unlawful, and a cause of entering hell. Truly, there is goodness in speaking good words and evil in speaking evil words. The tongue may entangle even great people on the day of judgment. Therefore, safeguarding it is of utmost importance." The Tabi'i saint Sayyiduna Abu Hazim rahmatullahi alayhi said, "A believer should protect his tongue even more than he protects his private parts." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. One cause of constriction in sustenance. Sayyiduna Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi said, "When you find hardness in your heart, weakness in your body, and constriction in your sustenance, then know that you have certainly uttered some futile speech." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Allah Almighty hears every word. Sayyiduna Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi alayhi spoke very little and would say to his companions, "Reflect upon what you are having written into your records of deeds, for they will be presented before your noble Lord. Woe to the one who engages in evil speech. If you were dictating something to a friend and had vulgar words written into it, this would be considered shamelessness towards him. Then what will be your condition with Allah Almighty? What if you had to pay for futile speech?" Sayyiduna Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi said, "If the angels who record your deeds demanded payment from you every day for the pages upon which they write your actions, then in order to save money, you would abandon many of your futile words. Yet, despite knowing that these records filled with your unnecessary speech will be presented before your noble Lord, why do you not restrain yourself from such talk? The angels record every word. When dignified and respected people are present, or when one has to appear before worldly authorities and people of influence, the tongue is often carefully controlled. Yet, despite knowing that the honourable angels are recording every word, people still engage in shameless and indecent speech. How do foul words and abuse find their way onto the tongue?" Sayyiduna Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi said, "It is astonishing that the kiram and katibin, the noble recording angels, are with a person. His tongue is their pen and his saliva is their ink. Yet he still engages in futile and indecent speech." An incident regarding futile speech. Sayyiduna Abu Ubaid rahmatullahi alayhi narrates, "We visited Sayyiduna Muhammad bin Suqah rahmatullahi alayhi, and he said, 'Shall I not tell you something that benefited me and may also benefit you?' Once Sayyiduna Atta bin Abi Rabah rahmatullahi alayhi said, 'O my nephew, those who came before you disliked futile speech. They regarded all conversation as futile except for the recitation of the Holy Quran, commanding good, forbidding evil, unnecessary speech. Do you deny these statements of Allah Almighty? As Allah Almighty states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wa inna alaykum lahafidhin kiraman katibin, And surely there are guardians appointed over you, honorable scribes. And in another place, Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim, 'Ani al-yamini wa 'ani al-shimali qa'id, ma yalfidhu min qawlin illa ladayhi raqibun 'atid. When the two scribe angels record, one seated to the right and one to the left, he does not utter a word except that there is a guardian angel ready near him. Then he said, will none of you feel ashamed when his record of deeds for the entire day is opened before him? And he finds that most of it contains matters that were of no benefit to his religion nor to his worldly affairs. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. A Faruqi bouquet of 7 Madani pearls. The second caliph of the Muslims, Sayyiduna Umar Faruqi Azam radiallahu anhu said, number 1, the one who refrains from futile speech is granted wisdom and insight. Number 2, the one who refrains from futile gazing, such as looking around without need or unnecessarily viewing various things and scenes, is granted humility and softness of the heart. Number 3, the one who abandons unnecessary eating or eating merrily for pleasure is granted sweetness in worship. Number 4, the one who refrains from excessive laughter is blessed with dignity and awe. Number 5, the one who avoids joking and mockery is granted the light of faith. Number 6, the one who protects himself from the love of the world is granted love for the hereafter. Number 7, the one who refrains from searching for the faults of others is granted the ability to correct his own faults. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The reckoning for futile speech will be lengthy. It has been said, Iyyaka wal-fudula fa inna hisabahu yatulu. Beware of futile speech, for its reckoning will be lengthy. Speak not, and you will be safe from affliction. Another pious elder, rahmatullahi alayhi, said, احفظ لسانك لا تقول فتبتلى إن البلاء موكل بالمنطق. Protect your tongue, do not speak unnecessarily, lest you be afflicted, for tribulations are attached to speech. A person's intelligence is recognized through his speech. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullahi alayhi, said, number 1, ألا إحفظ لسانك إن اللسان سريع إلى المرء في قتله. And number 2, وإن اللسان دليل الفؤاد يدل الرجال على أقله. Number 1, protect your tongue, for this small limb can very quickly lead a person to destruction. Number 2, indeed the tongue is an indicator of what lies within the heart and reveals a person's level of intelligence. Advice for one who engages in marketplace talk. Sheikh Afzal ad-Din rahmatullahi alayhi once heard a person engaging in vulgar and marketplace style speech. So he said, O brother, Allah Almighty created a servant's ears and tongue so that he may hear good and speak good. They were created so that one may listen to the Holy Quran, the Blessed Ahadith, the Adhan, the Imam's Takbir al-Tahreema, and the advice of those who counsel him. The tongue and ears were not created for joking, backbiting, slander, lying, tale-carrying and useless talk. O brother, refrain from using your ears and tongue without purpose, for this is pure loss. And if due to the sharpness of your tongue, a sinful statement slips out, then immediately repent and seek forgiveness. Dawat-e-Islami made her a woman of Salah. Alhamdulillah, the Dawat-e-Islami's religious environment is beneficial not only for Islamic brothers, but also for Islamic sisters. A Muslim sister from Daska, Punjab, like many ordinary girls, used to follow impermissible fashions and neglect Salah. Later, she began attending a religious madrasa managed by her maternal uncle. One day, some Islamic sisters associated with Dawat-e-Islami came to invite Islamic sisters to the weekly Sunnah-inspired gathering. As a result, at the insistence of a friend, she attended an Islamic sisterhood gathering. There, she listened to a Sunnah-inspired bayan, and the collective emotional dua touched her heart deeply. She repented of her sins. After becoming attached to the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami, she also completed the 12-day Madni Kaam course for Islamic sisters, now known as the Dini Kaam course. She received such blessings through Dawat-e-Islami that, in addition to performing her obligatory salah, she also began offering voluntary prayers. She now has the passion to undertake extensive religious work in her village and says that as long as she lives, she will remain associated with the religious movement of the lovers of the Prophet Dawat-e-Islami. The tongue is like a lion ready to attack. Sayyiduna Ibn Abi Muti rahmatullahi alayhi said, number one, Lisanul mar'i laythun fi kaminin. إِذَا خَلَّى إِلَيْهِ لَهُ إِغَارَةٌ Number two. فَصُنْهُ عَنِ الْخَنَى بِلِجَامِ صَمْتٍ يَكُنْ لَكَ مِنْ بَلِيَّاتٍ سِتَارَةٌ Number one. The tongue is like a lion lying in ambush, ready to attack and cause destruction the moment it is given the opportunity. Number two. Therefore, restrain it from futile and inappropriate speech by placing upon it the bridle of silence. In this way, you will be protected from many calamities. A beast that devours. A pious Quraishi elder, rahmatullahi alayhi, said, a scholar was once asked, why do you remain silent so often? He replied, I have found my tongue to be a beast that devours. I fear that if I let it loose, it will turn upon me and consume me. Protecting wealth is easy, but the tongue. A person can secure his wealth by locking it away in a safe. If he possesses great treasure, he may even appoint armed guards to protect it. However, the real accomplishment is to successfully protect one's tongue. Thus, Sayyiduna Muhammad bin Wasi rahmatullahi alayhi said to Sayyiduna Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi, protecting one's tongue is more difficult than protecting one's wealth. Generally, everyone is careful about safeguarding wealth. Yet, if wealth is lost, the loss is only worldly. But, sadly, concern for protecting the tongue has become very rare. Indeed, failure to guard the tongue can result not only in worldly harm, but also in the destruction of one's hereafter. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Six signs of the lovers. It is said, Aashiqan ra shash nishan sat e pisar, Aahe sard o rang zard o chashme tar, Gar turan pursand se digar kudam, Kam khurad Kam guftan o khuftan haram. Translation, a true lover has six signs. Number one, deep sighs. Number two, a pale complexion. Number three, tearful eyes. Number four, eating little. Number five, speaking little. Number six, sleeping little. Six signs of ignorance. Becoming angry over every little matter, talking excessively, wasting wealth, revealing secrets to everyone, trusting everyone blindly, failing to avoid bad company, and not adopting good company are all signs of ignorance. A wise person said that six traits identify a foolish person. Number one, becoming angry at every matter that goes against his desires, whether caused by a person or something else. Number two, engaging in useless conversation. A sensible person should speak only when there is benefit, whether worldly or religious. Number three, wasting wealth. Spending money without reward or benefit is a sign of ignorance. Number four, revealing confidential matters to everyone. Number five, trusting everyone indiscriminately. Number six, failing to distinguish between friends and enemies. A person should recognize righteous people and follow their example, and identify evil people and avoid them. Certainly, man's greatest enemy is Shaitan. One should never obey him in any matter and should strive to avoid all sins. Four frightening harms of useless talk. Imam Abu Hamid Muhammad al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned four reasons why useless speech is blameworthy. Number one, useless speech must be recorded by the Kiram and Katibin, i.e. the noble recording angels. Therefore, a person should feel ashamed before them and not burden them with writing pointless words. Allah Almighty states in Surah Qaf, verse 18, Bismillahi ar-Rahmani ar-Rahim. Ma yalfidhu min qawlin illa ladayhi raqibun atid. He does not utter a word except that there is a guardian angel ready near him. Number two, it is not appropriate that a person's book of deeds be presented in the court of Allah Almighty filled with useless speech. Number three, on the day of judgment, in front of all creation, a servant will be commanded to read out his book of deeds. At that time, the terrors of the day of judgment will be before him. He will be unclothed, suffering intense thirst, weakened by hunger, prevented from entering paradise, and deprived of every comfort. Just reflect. In such painful circumstances, how distressing will it be to read out a book of deeds filled with useless conversation? Consider this calculation. If someone wastes only 15 minutes daily in useless talk, then in a 30-day month, this amounts to 7.5 hours. In 1 year, it becomes 90 hours. If a person continues this for 50 years, it totals 187 days and 12 hours, more than 6 months. Now imagine standing under the blazing sun on the day of judgment, enduring unimaginable heat and having to continuously read a record of useless speech for over 6 months. And this is only for 15 minutes of daily idle talk. Many people spend hours every day in pointless conversations, whilst sinful speech and other wrongdoings are additional to this. Number four, on the day of judgment, a servant will be reproached for his useless speech and made to feel ashamed. He will have no answer and will be overwhelmed with regret before Allah Almighty. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Learn silence. It is narrated from Sayyiduna Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu anhuma. Learn silence, then learn forbearance, then acquire knowledge, then learn to act upon it, and then teach and spread that knowledge. Worship begins with silence. Imam Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi said, the beginning of worship is silence, then seeking knowledge, then preserving it, then acting upon it, and then spreading it. Silence is the key to worship. Imam Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi said, Abundant silence is the key to worship. 5 precious pieces of advice. The Tabi'i Imam Mujahid rahmatullahi alayhi narrates that he heard Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma say, "There are 5 things more beloved to me than the finest black horses prepared for riding. Number 1. Do not engage in useless speech, for it is pointless, and I fear it may lead you into sin. Even beneficial speech should not be spoken at an inappropriate time, for many people have fallen into difficulty by speaking useful words at the wrong moment. Number 2. Do not argue with a patient and forbearing person, nor with a foolish and ignorant one. The forbearing person may develop resentment towards you, whilst the foolish person may harm you with his words. Number 3. Mention your brother behind his back only in the manner that you would like him to mention you. Forgive him for those matters in which you hope he would forgive you. Number 4. Treat your brother in the same way that you wish him to treat you. Number 5. Act like a person who is certain that he will be rewarded for good deeds and held accountable for sins. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. 4 sayings of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam regarding the virtue of silence. Number 1. Man samata naja. Whoever remains silent attains salvation. Explanation. Silence is a means of salvation. However, speaking words of goodness, commanding good, forbidding evil, remembering Allah Almighty, and reciting the Quran are superior to remaining silent. According to another explanation, the meaning is, whoever remains silent from evil speech has attained salvation. Number 2. As-samtu sayyidul akhlaq. Silence is the leader of noble character. Number 3. As-samtu arfa'ul ibadah. Silence is amongst the highest forms of worship. Explanation. Silence is one of the finest forms of worship because most sins are committed through the tongue. Number 4. As-samtu zaynun lil'alim wa sittun lil'jahil. Silence is an adornment for the scholar and a covering for the ignorant. Better than 60 years of worship. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, remaining steadfast upon silence is better than 60 years of worship. Explanation. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi explains, if a person worships for 60 years but speaks excessively without distinguishing between good and bad speech, then it is better for him to remain silent for a short while. Silence contains reflection upon the hereafter, self-reformation, immersion in spiritual realities, hidden remembrance of Allah Almighty, and deep contemplation. Speak good or remain silent. Would that this blessed hadith became firmly established in our minds. مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ. Whoever believes in Allah on the last day should either speak good or remain silent. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was known for long periods of silence. كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam طَوِيلَ الصَّمْتِ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would remain silent for long periods. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi explains, this refers to silence from worldly conversation. Otherwise, the blessed tongue of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was constantly moist with the remembrance of Allah Almighty. He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did not engage in unnecessary conversation with people. This refers to lawful speech, for unlawful speech never once emerged from his blessed tongue throughout his entire life. lies, backbiting, tail carrying, and similar evils never once came from his blessed tongue. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was entirely truthful. So how could falsehood ever reach him? Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.